Hi, my name is Kevin Conger, and I'll be reading two poems, Leaving and Crossfire. Leaving. Cut holes in wrists and feet so that the sun can shine through my limbs. Drive a pencil into my side between the second and third ribs so that the sun comes into my soul. Nights walking the sodden streets, my winter jacket's hood raised as a great venomless cobra. I have no venom, I have no blood, nothing left to bleed. I cross the seas at night, my legs telescoping rods to the seabeds, stirring clouds of the dead and powdered. I cross the African plains and stop in the middle of the Nairobi, where man was born, where herds of wildebeest stare at me, where a great old silver lion pisses on my feet. How far does a man need to wander from himself? Voice from an ancient lake burned away beneath the grass plains. Same voice of hope in the face of a disastrous life. Tomorrow I will be someone else. Tomorrow I will be someone else. And forget you, my love. My love, forget you. Next poem is Crossfire. The demons touch gently at first, sifting through who is who in the darkness, finding me, wrapping their arms tightly about my chest so that I can only breathe in faint, rapid gasps. Their claws sink into the clefts between my ribs, and I taste the iron under their nails, residue from working Lucifer's mercury mines. They squeeze and squeeze, but my ribs are too strong for them to break. Under a thunder sky, a man comes next to me, his face blank with after-sex calm. He offers to send my demons away. I tip my hat to him. At least they're my demons. I don't own much else. I limp off toward Tombstone, demons in tow, to finish the task of burying my wife, to finish the task of throwing one last handful of dirt on her coffin, to finish the task and ride out past the preacher, always to the west, always westward ho, toward the rumor of a great raging sea, where a man can lose himself in the scattered San Francisco sun and never have to look at his shadow for too long a time.